Dr. Pinsky dictating the second part of a female IME on February 18 regarding Stephanie McCormick. On 124.18, Ms. McCormick was seen by pain specialist Dr. Germain to assess for possible injection therapy, period. He recommended lumbar facet injections. Paired epidural injections had not yet provided her relief. Paired chief followed up with Dr. Testiuti on 8/2/18, period. She describes she had difficulty with workers' compensation scheduling her appointments. Apparently she did not get any relief from the injections from Dr. Germain on 3/9/18. Period. In addition, as a result, there has been a 5-month delay in her treatment. Period. Her symptoms had continued to worsen since her last visit. Period. He reviewed her electrodiagnostic study by Dr. Scholl, as well as the CT myelogram results. Period. He noted she was discharged by Dr. O'Shea 3 months postoperatively from L3-S1 fusion, period. He concluded she had not yet reached maximum medical improvement, period. She returned to Dr. Testiuti on 9/6/18. When they discuss another surgical intervention. Period on 5/4/19, she returned, period. He wrote she needed a new lumbar MRI as her previous CAT scan myelogram was from 2017. Appears she did undergo a lumbar MRI shortly thereafter to be inserted here. Period. She saw Dr. Testiuti again on 7/15/19 to prepare for surgery. Period. He then performed surgery. As will be inserted here. Period. She followed up with him post-operatively over the ensuing months. Period. Her last visit was on 8/5/20, period. She had improved left lower back pain since revision surgery, but continued to have symptoms throughout her left lower extremity. Period. He noted a new CAT scan showed a solid appearance of her fusion without loosening or lucency of the hardware. Period. Regardless of her good postoperative outcome, she was still experiencing significant symptoms from what appears to now be permanent nerve damage. Pretty therefore again recommended left L5-S1 epidural steroid injection versus caudal injection. Period. From a surgical perspective, she was deemed at maximum medical improvement. Pretty did observe that a peripheral nerve stimulator may be appropriate in the future. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen by Dr. Cooper on 3/14/18 due to her pain. Period. She was prescribed Percocet for chronic pain syndrome. Paired Ms. McCormick followed up the various pain specialists in his groups over the next many months. Period. She saw Dr. Scaringe, S-C-A-R-I-N-G-E, last on 3/27/19, period. Ongoing pain medication was prescribed. Period, new paragraph. On 1/9/19, the petitioner was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Greenwood, period. He wrote, following her surgery, pain worsened and she developed left leg symptoms which were not present prior to the surgery. Period. Put this in bold. This actually does not appear to be accurate. Period. He also noted in the ER record of 1/12/16, it stated, quote, patient reports history of back injury several months ago, period, end quote. However, she told Dr. Greenwood this was not true. Period. In regards to Dr. Testaudi's records, he describes CT showing pseudoarthrosis and a misplaced screw. Period. In view of the changes seen on EMG and Dr. Testaudi's report, he would agree that Ms. McCormick is most likely suffering from pseudoarthrosis and irritation caused by the S1 screw. Period. He agreed that prior surgical hardware should be taken down and replaced and a new fusion performed. Period. New paragraph. On 1/24/19, Dr. Greenwood wrote an addendum. Period. He expressed, quote, there were no pre-existing comorbid conditions prior to the injury sustained in the accident of 1/12/16, period, end quote. And put this in bold, this does not correlate with what I recall to be a prior diagnostic study of 2013. Period. He deemed she had not reached maximum medical improvement and was unable to work at that time. Period. He did not see any evidence of malingering, although with the SCE, they did feel she did not give a true effort and their opinion was, quote, inconclusive, period, end quote. On the current exam, range of motion was definitely impaired, and she had a slight tilt secondary to spasm. Period. New paragraph on 7/22/19. She was admitted to Kennedy Hospital for surgery. This was done by Dr. Haas, H-A-A-S, in conjunction with Dr. Testaudi. That will be inserted here. Period. She was discharged from the hospital on 7/30/19. Period. As of 7/25/19, she was doing much better, and her lower back pain had improved compared to her preoperative status, and it was more like spasm than her preoperative symptoms. Period. Put this in bold. She denied any lower extremity radiculopathy and was tolerating up and out of bed with physical therapy and occupational therapy. Period. She was voiding without issue and had admitted to multiple bowel movements. Period. Because she was doing well and she wanted to go home, she was given discharge instructions. Period. New paragraph. The above will be combined with my earlier dictation to make a complete report on Ms. McCormick. Period. Salient issues include a pre-existing low back issue, coma, excessive narcotic use leading to opioid-induced constipation, coma, as well as functional overlay, period. Accordingly, it is not surprising that she had a suboptimal result to her treatment, period. And that is the end.